AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Before the start of the G7 summit, President Biden is meeting with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
Everybody's absolutely thrilled to see you.
First Lady Jill Biden and Boris Johnson's new wife were with them. The First Lady was asked about her jacket and the word that's on the back of the jacket.
Oh, the love?
Yeah.
Well, I think that we're bringing love from America. I think that this is a global conference and we're trying to bring unity across the globe.
A White House official says the president and Boris Johnson are expected to announce the creation of a U.S.-UK task force that will move toward resuming travel between the two nations. On Capitol Hill, following up on a report on the Capitol riot in January, FBI Director Christopher Wray testified the Bureau doesn't investigate ideologies, but will investigate violence.
We do not investigate groups or individuals based on the exercise of First Amendment protected activity alone. But when we encounter violence and threats to public safety, the FBI will not hesitate to take appropriate action.
House Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler was asked about the response leading up to the riot.
The warnings coming in from around the country were clear. Here in Washington, did the FBI simply miss the evidence, or did it see the evidence and fail to piece it together?
4 months in prison is the sentence for a Frenchman who describes himself as a right-wing or extreme right patriot who slapped President Emmanuel Macron in the face. The North Carolina Senate passed a measure to prohibit doctors from performing abortions if a woman wants one because of race, sex, or a prenatal diagnosis of Down syndrome. Governor Roy Cooper, a Democrat, is expected to oppose the bill. The wife of Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman pleaded guilty to charges in the U.S. She helped her husband run his criminal empire. This is AP News. A poll finds millions of Americans are struggling through life with few people they can trust to help them.
The new poll finds that about 46 million Americans say there is nobody or just one person they can trust for help in their personal lives, like emergency child care. That's 18% of U.S. adults. About 28% say the same thing about navigating workplace challenges, like help drafting a resume. The Impact Genome Project and APNORC poll tried to measure how much social capital Americans can count on as they try to pick up the pieces of lives fractured by the pandemic. The findings suggest that for many Americans, the pandemic has chipped away at whatever value they had from personal relationships and civic engagement. I'm Rita Foley.
A large sinkhole that appeared just a few weeks ago in a farm in central Mexico has already grown larger than a football field. The sinkhole is now over 400 feet across and has started swallowing a house. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.